Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
I can tell you firsthand that worry takes away life. It does not do anything good for us. Yet, worry is a part of our stressed out, busy, pressured world. It seems to me that worry has crept further into our society more than ever. We're being conditioned to be obsessed with what's happening within the very moment it happened, using text, tweets, email, and whatever else to know what's going on in the world around us. And our communication is more like receiving a headline rather than a story, causing worry about every stinking detail that might occur from the personal or public headline sent out. It seems to me we've lost the sense that ultimately most of these things are out of our realm of control. Yes, we can pray about it, but worry is often the common response.
Worry is an obstacle, a boulder blocking us from the peace God said will be given to us. Jesus said, "Can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life?" Medical science has proven that worry shortens our life as it stresses our mind, body, and soul. The Apostle Paul had the perspective, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done." This is a clear precept, not a suggestion. Do not worry about one thing, period. Don't do it. Worry is not to exist in any part of our life.
But, and yes, it's a big but, we have to exercise our mind and spirit to release the habit of worry. The Apostle Paul said to not worry about anything, but instead to pray about everything. It sounds religious, but in reality, it's smart. Prayer calms our mind and heart and brings clarity. I served in a church which needed to move out of some really difficult circumstances, and we were stuck. Pastor Chuck Higgins, about 80 years old at the time, came to heal our church. He had one message over and over: relax. God is in control. So these words are healing for any age to repeat over and over. And remember that an exercise of repetition strengthens us. And I made it a prayer: God, I will relax. You are in control.
Releasing worry and finally stopping worry is an intentional practice. It's not easy. Worry is everywhere. It's a smart decision. At the end of the day, worry makes more trouble than it's worth. And remember, do not worry. Relax. God is in control. Pray. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Follow us on social media or check out our website at tablethink.com for more content.